The Padres swept the Cubs in San Diego earlier in the season, trying to avoid a sweep in Chicago. Anthony Rizzo riding a 14-game hitting streak. Eric Ibar locked in for the Friars. We pick it up bottom four. Ian Happ facing Craig Stammen.
Happ drives one in the air, right center field and deep. Back goes Renfro to the wall. Home run. Home run, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 2-0. They rocket to right center. Ian Happ with his 10th home run. And the Cubs lead 2-0.
352 with three bombs and eight driven in for the leadoff hitter. Here's the pitch by Butler. This ball's hit up the middle, base hit. Coming in hard is Elmore. Hoffman waving him around. Throw to the plate. He is safe at the plate. Contreras, his leg ties up the pitcher. Stammen, as he slides in, he kind of spins around. I never did see Stammen touch the plate, but he was called safe.
The 2-0 pitch on the way. Fly ball to right, pretty well hit. Back goes Bryant, still going back to the track near the wall. That's a home run to tie the game. Opposite field home run, Eric Ibar. And just like that, the game is tied at 2. Bryant went running into the wall at a pretty good clip. I don't know if he is shaken up, but that could not have felt very good. Padres lead at every station. And now the 3-1. Ball four forces in a run. He missed the inside corner, and the Padres take the lead here in the eighth inning. It's on the way. A bouncing ball to first, fielded by Myers. He'll run to the bag, and the Padres beat the Cubs here at Wrigley Field.
The Padres win 3-2. They win the season series 4-2. Starter Miguel Diaz left the game in the third with a right forearm strain. Phil Maton pitched a perfect seventh to pick up his first big league win. Rizzo was 0-for-4 for the Cubs, snapping a career-long 14-game hitting streak. The Cubs only managed two hits in the game, and afterwards, manager Joe Maddon talked about his team's struggling offense.
Their bullpen, you know, really their young guy got hurt. He has a very good arm also, but the bullpen matched up well. We hit a couple balls fairly good at people, but otherwise could not mount an attack. We pitched really well. I mean, the Koji walk is, you know, just, you don't normally see that in that situation, but he's been great. He actually had really good stuff today, too. The one that surprised was the Ibar home run. I didn't see that one coming more than anything. So, but we have to do more than two runs, especially when you get into the pen that early. It just didn't want to work out today. The ball comes off the bat, man. It's just different. You guys probably could see it from up top. It comes off hot and loud, and I really obviously anticipate that to continue. As he gets more acquainted with the league, I think you'll see a higher batting average also, just a better number out of that. And that's primarily going to be from not chasing pitches out of the strike zone more than anything. But, wow, when he hits it, it goes quickly. No, not at all. That was a surprise. when the pitcher's hitting like that, the guy doesn't get many at-bats. You're playing up tight. You're going to get up and, like, right, try to take that blooper away more than the ball driven over your head in combination with the wind blowing in. It was just a really non-expected moment.
The Cubs head to Miami on Thursday to face the Marlins. Jake Arrieta gets the start against Jeff Locke.